She is the founder and executive director of the New England Young Fishermen's Alliance. And I want to see what this is all about. So we have Andrea joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an age. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack, and thanks so much for having me. I hope the thunder in the background doesn't dwarf what I'm trying to say here.
Oh, it's like that Garth Brooks song, you know, that thunder. You know, hey, listen, oh, it's fun stuff. Andrea, tell us how you got this going, what it is. We can talk about the website. People can go there. But what got you going thinking about younger people who want to make a living on the seas? What is this all about?
Sure. Well, thanks so much again, Jack, for the time. I used to be the general manager of a community-supported fishery here in New Hampshire called New Hampshire Community Seafood. I have been working with commercial fishermen pretty much my whole life. I'm a marine biologist by trade. But when I worked for New Hampshire Community Seafood, you know, a community-supported fishery is just like a community-supported agriculture model where you're getting fresh produce from your local farmers based on whatever's ripe that week. Well, community-supported fishery is the same concept with seafood. So I was working directly with captains from Portland all the way down to Gloucester from 2015 until 2022, and I gradually kept seeing our veteran captains retiring from the business, both in what we call ground fish fishing, that's fishing for fish, and the lobster industry, and no new young people coming into the wheelhouse. So that's called succession, and that's typically what our commercial fishing industry has relied on for the past 400 years to keep, you know, the fleet alive. So we held some scoping meetings with cooperation with the New Hampshire Sea Grant and the New Hampshire Food Alliance at UNH in 2019 and got some great response, got a lot of young fishermen. I'm defining young as 45 and under. Because fun fact, Jack, the average age of our New England commercial fishermen right now is between 58 and 60 years old.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't surprise me because that's true in our building industry. A lot of the builders who've built beautiful homes and renovate are getting up there near 60. You know, you talk in this program, maybe you can walk us through this. You're helping young people not just go through the process of being a good mariner and a captain in the boating, but the business skills, because that's a big part of this, cost and how do you make profit. And it's not an easy way to make a living. So talk about how you're going to kind of deckhand to captain training program.
Sure. So during those scoping meetings, Jack, in 2019, we invited young fishing families to come to the meetings. And what's really important is when the fisherman's wife or girlfriend comes, you get a lot more understanding of what's going on in the industry. So what those scoping meetings were telling us is that fishermen wanted more business management training. If we were to develop this program, they wanted more marketing concepts. And they needed to understand regulations more and how fisheries laws are actually made. So we took all of that input and we developed the New England Young Fishermen's Alliance. We wrote a grant to the USDA. We didn't get it the first year, but we did get it the second year. And from that, we developed our organization as a nonprofit and this Deckhand to Captain training program. It's a really unique program. We don't have anything like it in the New England area right now. So what we do is exactly what you said. We are training these young men and women to come from the back of the boat into the captain's wheelhouse. It's a three-year requirement. You need to be on the back of a boat for the minimum of 3 years. And then we take applications. We vet them. We have them assign themselves a mentor. And then we proceed in training them for 20 weeks of classes, 40 hours total. And we start out with business management, the basics of business management, how to write a budget. We bring in fisheries-friendly lenders because what it is when you're a captain, you are self-employed. You're an owner-operator, you know, comparable to a contractor. Mm-hmm. So you need to know how to run your own business, and you need to understand tax laws. You need to understand business management, collaborative marketing. So we bring in a host of speakers. I bring in regulators to discuss regulations. There's a big divide between our fishing industry and the folks who make regulation and policy, and there always has been. So we're really trying to build that bridge and get young fishermen and women to understand how regulations are made, to talk with regulators about their concerns. So that's a big part of it, too. Like I said, business management, how to develop a budget, fisheries-friendly lenders come in. We have insurance agencies come in and discuss the proper insurance. Then we shift to the collaborative marketing piece of our training, which is really great because we talk about, you know, different ways that you can sell your product direct to consumer as opposed to just, you know, a lot of fishermen, both lobster and fish, scallops as well, are just selling to a broker the minute they hit the dock.
Right.
80% of our seafood that we're eating in the United States is imported, right?
Yeah.
So we've got to really decrease the length of the supply food chain in order for our fishermen to really thrive economically. So we also incorporate public speaking in the deckhand to captain training. That petrifies most trainees in the beginning, and then I swear to you, they come out being some of the best public speakers you've ever seen.
And they it's not just fishtails, right? You know, Andrea, nothing but good here is what I'm hearing. Educating the regulators, because I've seen in the past, too often, these regulations may come from a piece of paper, but they're not impacting putting fishermen out of business, which should not be the regulator's goal. It's a tough business anyway. It's aging, as you say, the graying of the fleet. I love the education. I love the energy. Now, let's just tell everyone, if they want to learn more, it's N-E, for New England, N-E, Young Fishermen, plural, fisherman.org, N-E, youngfisherman.org. How can we and other people out there help you in your mission? Are you looking for anything? Are you looking for other companies to get involved, other business people? Because you know what? Last time I checked, it's not just the Seacoast. We all enjoy, you know, a nice local scallop or a piece of haddock or some tuna in the summer or swordfish, you name it, or lobster. We kind of like that stuff. How can we help your mission, Andrea?
Wow, I really appreciate that, Jack. Definitely head on over to our website, neyoungfishermen.org. We are now an official tax-exempt nonprofit. We are just getting donations ready to be accepted on our website as we speak.
Okay,
we have
so
a newsletter.
Good. So you are looking are looking for public support. That's awesome. And you're over at the Pease International Trade Port, or where are you located?
No, we have an office right there at Strawberry Bank.
Oh, you do?
Right at the Chatley Driscoll home. We sure do.
Well, I walk by there almost every day. I have to come in and say hi. So you're down across from Prescott Park?
We certainly are. And, Jack, if you don't mind, if I could just put a plug in for folks to sign up for our newsletter as well, right at the bottom page of our website. We, you know, send out a quarterly newsletter keeping people abreast of what we're doing.
Awesome.
And I would also ask people to just, you know, listen to a fisherman. Ask your restaurants and your retailers where your seafood comes from. You know, fishermen get a really bad rap for not being stewards of the ocean, and nothing could be further from the truth.
I know. That drives me bonkers. It's like, you know, it's like farmers, you know, or professional truck drivers. That's their living. You know, they make a living out there. They care about things. They care about their crew. Andrea, I'd love to get you on again. You're looking for support, but I love it. I thank you. And I love your passion. I really love your passion, your energy, and you got the perfect background for this. And it's a great mission. I applaud it. I endorse it. It's a great mission. So thank you for joining us on the Pulse of an Age. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. I so appreciate the time. Really.
If you want to learn more, we have a lot of folks listening in Southern Maine because you're part of this. Last time I checked, we all love our seafood. Why not get it locally harvested? Support the people doing it. neyoungfishermen.org. And, of course, look at what we've done. We've done a terrible job with farmers in terms of the past and dairy farmers supporting them. So let's step up and make sure we keep that local catch going. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.